1039 WDKX, Rochester's best ride home. It is the most wonderful time of the year as we prepare to welcome in Disney on Ice. And on the line with me right now, I have one of the performers. Jacob actually portrays Flynn Rider from Tangled. Welcome, Jacob.
That's right. Thank you very much for having me.
You are so welcome. Now, every year, it's a family tradition to get downtown to the Blue Cross Arena and see Disney on Ice. But every year, it's a little bit different. So can you tell us about the production that you're a part of coming to the Blue Cross Arena December 14th?
Absolutely. Yeah, like you said, from the 14th to the 17th, we're there with seven different shows through the weekend. And the show this year is one of my favorites. I've been on a bunch of different shows. I've been doing this for a long time, and this is honestly one of my favorite shows. We start off with the classic story of Belle and the Prince. We move on to one of the newer stories, and we have Miguel from Coco, and it's a beautiful, colorful number with some backup skaters as well as Miguel out there, and he's got some crazy tricks. Then we go into, a little bit biased, but my favorite segment, the Tangled segment, where Flynn and Rapunzel escape from the tower, and they go on an adventure to lift the lanterns. And then we have Cinderella, another classic story. Everybody loves the fairy godmother, the stepsisters, Cinderella. And then we go into the sisters, Anna and Elsa, Frozen, Christmas time. Just perfect, right?
Yes.
And then we finish off the show with Moana.
Disney on Ice this year, it's Into the Magic, right?
That's right.
Into the Magic. And you mentioned Coco. Now, I've never seen Coco, a live performance, much less on ice. Now, this is something, you know, if people are familiar with the Dia de los Muertos or Day of the Dead whole situation,
yeah.
But I can only imagine how colorful and how just magical that can be with a little bit of the Latin influence.
Exactly. Yeah, the music is fantastic. The lights, the color, it all comes together with the beautiful dresses on the girls as well. And they've got one of the hardest parts, I think, of the show to learn is the dressography, because we're all professional figure skaters, and learning steps is hard, but we're used to skating. But they had to add in a whole other element with these big, beautiful dresses, and they have all this dressography that they do, and it's quite fantastic with the colors and everything, like you said, yeah.
Wow, dressography. Now, that's a new word for me.
Yeah.
Did you just make that up?
No, I didn't. The choreographer said it, I swear.
And there's something for everyone. I don't know how much you know about Rochester, but we do have a very big Latin population here in the Rochester area. So that's going to be so perfect for that holiday season.
We love it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Like I said, it's different every single year. We got Coco coming in this year. We got the Sisters of Frozen. Now, I didn't hear you say anything about Princess Tiana or Aladdin.
No, they are not coming this year, not with this show.
Okay.
But they are on some of the other shows, but yeah, not with us this year.
So as you portray Flynn Rider from Tangled, I mean, you're just kind of like this charming guy, you know, just trying to, you know, in a sense, getting over on people, you know, taking what you can along your journeys. Now, is that something that you can relate to in your personal life, or how do you get into character for something like that?
I like to think I'm kind of suave and charming, but he definitely he's very interesting because he has a bit of the criminal side to him, but he always has a sweet spot. And he always feels a little bit bad when he's doing something wrong, and he kind of knows it. And I think that's why he's able to have that relationship with Rapunzel, because he recognizes what he did was wrong, so he tries to right it by taking her to see the lanterns and having that romantic scene on the boat.
Yeah. And, you know, here in downtown Rochester, we're getting ready for our big festival of lights, if you will. And we're having the lighting of the Liberty Pole, and we have the Rock Holiday Village, which actually we just started to incorporate lanterns. So it is a bit of a nod to your big scene with Rapunzel that we do every year here in Rochester.
Awesome. We'll have to check that out when we get there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's free ice skating downtown.
Oh, no way. I wonder if we'll have our skates, we can hop on down there.
That would be so, so cool. You are more than welcome. It's just down the street from the Blue Cross Arena, where we are excited to welcome in Disney on Ice Into the Magic. And Jacob, one of the performers who is actually portraying Flynn Rider from Tangled. Now, how long have you been doing this?
This is my 12th year with Disney on Ice.
Wow. So I know you've been all over. What is one of your favorite memories, maybe with an audience member?
One of my favorite memories doing this, I've traveled all over the world. I've been really, really lucky to do this as long as I have and get to skate and perform for audiences and families all around the world. And it always comes back at the end of one of the numbers when you get these just amazing reactions from the crowds and when you can see in their eyes that they just are enjoying it and having these moments together as families, enjoying these Disney stories. It doesn't matter where we are. It's the same experiences all around the world where we have these family connections and you're able to bring Disney to the hometown.
Now, my daughter is very empathetic. It seems like she would be the one that would look at you like, hey, you're stepping on her hair. Like, you're hurting Rapunzel. Have you ever had an experience like that where somebody is trying to, you know, check you on what you were doing in the show?
Oh, absolutely. And again, as Flynn Rider, we start the story out and I'm the bad guy, right? I'm stealing the crown and I'm breaking into her tower. And all the time as I'm sneaking in, I'll hear children in the audience yelling at Rapunzel, letting her know that I'm there and trying to rat me out. Yeah.
But at the end, you make friends.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's so amazing. That is so cool. Well, we are so excited. Once again, Disney on Ice, Into the Magic. It's December 14th through the 17th at Blue Cross Arena. Jacob as Flynn Rider from Tangled bringing along. Remind us again, who's hosting this show?
There are a few guest appearances from Mickey, Minnie, Donald, and Goofy.
That's so who I'm looking for. Mickey and Minnie will be there.
Don't miss out on those fabulous mice. They definitely make a scene.
I love Mickey Mouse. Always loved me some Mickey Mouse. Absolutely. And we have Miguel from Coco. We have Moana, which is just an amazing story as it is. And to be able to, you know, transfer everything that would happen on sea and do it on ice.
Yes. And we have some really interesting projections from the lights as well. So we make the ice look like water and look like sand so that she's sailing around and she meets up with Maui and they go on their adventure together down to Lalotai where they run into Tamatoa. It's very, very interesting. And the way the lighting works in that as well with Tamatoa and the black lights where everything glows and shiny. And it's such an exciting number.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much for stopping by, Jacob. We cannot wait to see you here in Rochester for Disney on Ice Into the Magic.
Looking forward to being there. Thanks for having me.